Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some football. The omission of Wydad Casablanca striker Thembi Nkosi Lorch from Bafana Bafana's AFCON squad has continued to follow head coach Hugo Broos. Now, Lorch was left out when the Belgian named his provisional squad, sparking questions over the forward's absence. But Broos has stood firm, insisting he has clear reasons for the decision. Now, the last time Thembi Nkosi Lorch featured in the green and gold side was back in 2022.
Everybody's talking about Lorch, Lorch, Lorch. I didn't hear or see him the last 3 years. He was playing in Pirates, they kicked him out. He was playing in Sundowns, they kicked him out. He was playing in Wydad Casablanca, I think. He didn't play anymore. And now suddenly he plays well. I did my choice and that's it.
Now, South Africa started off the campaign with a 2-1 win against Angola and will next face Egypt on Boxing Day. Over to cricket now. The Betway SA20 season bowls off on Boxing Day as defending champions MI Cape Town welcome Durban Super Giants on Friday. Now, DSG captain Aiden Markram aims to do well against MI to set the pace for the rest of the tournament. Super Giants didn't have the best outing at Newlands last season, losing to MI Cape Town by 7 wickets with 31 balls to spare.
Yeah, playing MI, it's always an exciting game. Obviously, they're defending champions, so sort of start the competition off well. We actually played them back-to-back in our first 2 games, so if you can play 2 good games of cricket there and hopefully get 2 good results, I think it sends a bit of a statement out to the rest of the teams. But exciting to take them on, and hopefully, like I mentioned, if we play some good cricket and close to our abilities, then I feel like we'll be sitting pretty at the end of it.
And then Australia's Mitchell Starc admits he hasn't ruled out playing in the 2027 Ashes series in England. The left-arm bowler has never been part of a side to win an away contest with their oldest rivals, but will be 37 by the time the next contest starts. Now, Starc retired from T20 internationals in September to focus on his test and one-day career. And then ending things off with golf, 5-time major champion Brooks Koepka is stepping away from LIV Golf effective immediately with a year left on his contract. Now, the 35-year-old says he still loves the game but now wants to spend more time with family. Koepka won 5 trophies on the Saudi-backed circuits, including individual and team titles, while captaining Team Smash. Right, that's it from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faira Crown.